T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick. We welcome in now LSU head football coach Ed Orgeron. Coach O, how are you?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Junior, how you hanging in there? I know you're ready for the Florida Gators. One snap and clear. You go on to the next opponent. And, look, no one thought you'd beat Florida last year, and you were able to do it. I mean, do you challenge the team? What is your approach? I know you're not half-stepping. You're not going to feel sorry for yourself. Come on, forward. Come on. Let's go. Yeah. Beat the Florida Gators. Let's go.
That's right. We put our loss behind. We had a 24-hour rule. We got after it. Our kids understand this is a rivalry game. Nobody's satisfied. We're very, very, I'm not saying satisfied. Nobody's satisfied. Everybody's pissed off about the way we played and the things that we did. And then we got to play better, represent LSU better.
Coach, last night we had Pete Jenkins on. And, you know, even at 80 years old, you know, he's have whistle, will travel. And and he was telling us, he spent a week in Georgia, a week at Kentucky, a week at Alabama. He's with the Dolphins, Clemson, whatever. But his thing is the key to the rest of the season for LSU boils down to your defensive front seven. He said, you can talk about all this offensive stuff all you want. That he felt because of your talent level there. And you've had some injuries, but he said, you know, Alabama's got injuries, Georgia's got injuries. He really believed that that front seven defensively would be the key to either success or non-success for LSU. You're thinking of that, you know, after Pete says it.
You know, we definitely have to play better, especially against the run. And, Florida's coming here, the third-ranked rushing team in the country.
Yep.
And we just gave up 330 yards rushing. So, yeah, we got to get better. There's some concern. But you know what? It's a matter of gap integrity. It's a matter of winning your one-on-ones. It's a matter of taking on the double teams and fitting right. We practiced very hard this week of doing that, but we got to do it full speed. And then you got to tackle Florida's backs. They break tackles a lot in the line of scrimmage.
Emory Jones, though, is a unique talent at that running back position because – he's improved as a passer since I first started watching him. But, man, his ability to make some plays with his feet, he's a dangerous man out there running the football.
Yeah, it's like playing a Wildcat offense with a Wildcat running back that can throw the ball. That's all it is. You know what I mean? The quarterback runs. They got an extra guy. It's hard to play with two high because you don't have enough people to fit the run, and then when you go one high, you can also throw the football deep, and there's a lot of one-on-ones and stuff like that, so you have to make your coverages against them and be very smart.
Now, Coach O, I know you challenge the team. You always want to get off to a fast start, but this is discouraging. I know you want to address this, whether it's offense or defense. It was the first time in the past five games that LSU had failed to score a touchdown in its first possession. Then you look on the flip side, the Tigers' defense gave up a first possession touchdown for the first time in six games this season. So, you play in the Florida Gators and you look at expectations. To me, I don't know, just from a confidence standpoint, when you're trying to feel good about yourself, it's always good when you could force your opponent. It doesn't have to be a three and out, but keep them out of the end zone. And then if you have a sustained drive and you score, to try and set the tone and the momentum for the game.
You got to start fast, and some start fast. We tend to play well, so right. It is a mindset. Yeah. It is a mindset. It helps your team. It helps your conference. But the one thing I want to say about last week, you know, we were down 14-0 really fast. And then we came back and battled the second quarter. You know, I was fired up to go out there in the third quarter. I thought we played really well. Obviously, we didn't. I was pleased to see that our team didn't buckle. It was 14-0 at the first quarter. The second quarter, we started fighting back. You know, I thought we were going to fight back and do some better things in the third and fourth quarter.
LSU coach Ed Ogeron. Coach, could you update us on the progress of Miles Brennan, where he's at in his recovery from his injury?
Yeah, I see Miles every day. He doesn't look like he's ready for sure. I mean, he's got a ways to go. And when the injury happened, I was optimistic. Open date. I don't think that's going to happen.
The timeline is the open date.
We're thinking that maybe the open date he comes, but I don't think that's going to happen. Not what's happening right now.
Coach, if he comes back and he's healthy, would there be a quarterback competition in season or no?
Well, we got to see if we can play first. You know, you can take a hit and all that stuff. So, that's all that stuff we got to play by ear.
Now, Coach O, how challenging it is, because it wasn't like this necessarily in past seasons. Boy, you can't be an ain't for the weak-hearted. I mean, you got Florida, you got Ole Miss, like Alabama, Arkansas, Texas A&M. I'm just looking at the Aggies. They just upset Alabama. Yeah. I'm looking at Ole Miss and Arkansas, where they're at. Oh, this is like more than a month of playoff-type games.
Hey, man, just like our district.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Well, Assumption,
we beat him in overtime. What?
I didn't hear you say Central, so I knew that was a W.
No,
there.
No, I always told Mike. Central was putty then.
No, you can't win 1 out of 10 games and call it a rival.
Yeah. No, but it's amazing the challenges. Week in and week out. But, Coach O, you know that's LSU football when it comes to the territory.
I love it. I love it. I love playing the SEC. I love the big games. I love it. That's why I wanted to come here. You know, and hopefully we get to where they have to play LSU. They look at us, they say they got to play LSU too. And obviously we're not there right now, but hopefully we get to that point.
Coach, man, to lose a guy like Kayshawn Boutte, you can't replace him. I mean, you know, you can say next man up, but that next man isn't Boutte. And so you really, you're just trying to find a combination there. You've got a really good group of freshmen that have come in here. And more over the last couple of weeks, you know, we saw it with Deion, Brian Thomas Jr. certainly, but Malik Nabers. And a little bit about Malik, because he is sort of the lost guy in the bunch of the freshman receivers. Maybe he didn't get the ink some of the other guys did, but he is getting more and more playing time, and you can see he's a very talented receiver.
You know, he had the best camp, and all those guys, that's a great camp. I'm telling you what, he got hurt, and when he got hurt on a Monday on a 7-on-7 going diving for football, and I was very disappointed. I thought he'd have a breakout year early. I think Malik is going to have an outstanding finish to the year. Corey Moore is going to get more shots. Devontae Lee is going to get more shots. Jeray Jenkins, Trey Palmer, Jontre Kirkland. So we got a lot. And then look at Jack Best. I know you guys love him. He's all over the field. So we got enough weapons at wide receiver. Obviously, we're going to miss Kayshawn, but we have enough weapons.
Now, Coach O, listen. I don't want you to take this personal, but I'm telling you.
Give it to him, Coach A.
No. It is what it is. I mean, I'm telling you what I was disappointed more than anything against Kentucky. What I witnessed. I think Kentucky is a basketball school. Now, obviously, Coach Stoops has done an outstanding job. Look, they're 6-0. You got to go back to Bear Bryant, 1950, the last time they were 6-0. But to me, we cannot match Kentucky or another team's physicality. To me, that's what bothered me. You can get burned on a play and all that.
Yeah.
But, man, if you get punched in the mouth and you stay down or whatever, the physical aspect of the game, I don't know, Coach, I know that bothers you like it bothers me. That was discouraging. Yeah.
You know, one positive thing, Bobby, ran the ball better.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I agree.
Our number three ran the ball. I think our offensive line blocked better, but we did not stop the run. We were cut out of our gaps. we made some mistakes on some stunts and some blitzes that burned us with some big runs, and then we just didn't beat out one-on-one. So, yes, I totally agree on the defensive side of the ball. But on the offensive side of the ball, I'm very happy with the run game. I thought we made some progress there.
The LSU coach Ed Ogeron here on Sports Talk. Go ahead, Mike.
The progress of Damone Clark, because he was always a guy, man, he would be great in the spring. It just didn't click. But now you're starting to see his production level differently,
Mike,
than the potential.
Love them, Mike.
Man, yeah, he's a big thumper, and he can run.
Yeah. Yes, he can run. Hey, you know, two things. He came in there. I wanted to move him to outside linebacker. And he said, no, coach, I won't be a stack linebacker. I'm committed to it. What do I need to get better? I said, two things, open field tackling and pass coverage. And he worked on it. He's better at it. Boy, I tell you what, he's going to be an NFL linebacker. He's going to play for a long time. He plays hard every now and then. He's one of our team captains.
Now, Coach O, how do you handle adversity? Do you just block it out? I mean, because it's always, what have you done for me lately? And people ask me, oh, well, what about your roommate? What's Coach O? I said, he's all right. I mean, come on. He had one of the greatest seasons, if not the greatest, in college football history, undefeated national championship. And it's not like he's living under the interstate. Come on. He has a roof over his head. He has food to eat. We know us Cajuns. Come on.
Yeah.
I said this. Let me tell you about Coach O right now. He's like a wounded animal. He's in the corner. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to attack that wounded animal? I'm telling you, better watch out what you wish for. And I know that's your mindset, O.
No question. I love the fight, man. I love where I'm at. I love the fight. I love the challenge. That's why you're in it. You know, it's not always going to be roses. It's not always going to be pizza and cream. You got to fight. This is football. Hey, you're going to have success. You're going to have adversity in your career. You got to learn how to fight. There's life lessons that's going to be learned. And I told the team, we're going to be the team that ended up fighting. And, Bobby, you remember my senior year at Northwestern, man. We won our last three games.
Yep.
I never forget, man. And those guys are special guys to me. We got to take it one at a time, the pass in the pass. Let's get better. Let's beat Florida. So we have that mantra now. Let's fight.
Now, Coach O, looking at, you talk about the running game and Davis Price rushed for 147 yards, almost a 7-yard average per carry. He had a long gain of 30 yards around the I remember looking at it was on the right edge. That was a play like, whoa, look at that gash. That's a gash-type play. So do you think I'm not trying to say make any excuse and all that, but does this come into play? Because it does matter who's blocking and who's available. So where are you at, let's say, going into the Kentucky game, now going into the Florida game with your offensive line? Do you expect the same kind of production in the run game? Because I'm looking at the Florida defense now. They bring a lot of speed off the edge. They're linebackers. They're aggressive. I'm looking at what? They're 28 in FBS, fewest yards allowed. They have 20 sacks. They basically given up 15 points a game. So it's obviously it's a big challenge. But do you think you can have that kind of productive game running the football? And is the linemen that you want available, or are they there on the O-line?
Yeah, we for the second week in a row, we got everybody. You know, I do believe that Anthony Bradford's come along. Anthony Bradford's a very big, powerful guy. He's going to play guard in the NFL, and he should play there for 10 years. He's one of the best linemen I've been around. Obviously, he needs to get better at some things. And then Cam Wire is healthy, so our left tackle position has turned into a strength. Ed Ingram's healthy. Liam's healthy. Chaseon's healthy. Austin's healthy. For the first time, we got all five for the second game in a row.
Coach, one of the things, when you play Florida, there's one thing about Coach Grantham. He don't change. Man, he's pedal to the metal.
He's bringing it.
And he sort of lives by the blitz, dies by the blitz, and play the run along the way. But be disruptive in the backfield. And that's something from offensive line, kind of piggybacking what Bob was talking about, that's going to be a major part in this football game. Because if you can protect Max, he's going to have some opportunities the way Grantham plays defensively.
You're exactly right. And, I have a lot of respect for Todd. He and I are friends. He's a get-after guy. His line always is quick and got great moves. We're going to be challenged up front. But we're going to have to block those guys to have success and move the ball.
Now, you know, Coach O, the one thing, this is unusual, but I guess not unusual this day and age. When you look at the quarterback position and Emory Jones, I'm looking at, you know, the Gators are third in the FBS. They're getting 274 yards, rushing yards per game, and half of those from the QB position.
Yes.
Whether I was looking, whoa, two, not one, but two, whether it's Emory Jones at right at almost 500 yards or Anthony Richardson. So yeah. That's when you have to pay attention to detail. Is your responsibility the quarterback or not? So you have to not let him all of a sudden RPO whatever, and then he's running off. So this to me caught my attention that if you look at half of the yards, like almost 1,700 is from the quarterback position rushing.
Yeah. You know, Bobby, I went to I know Dan. I've known Dan at Syracuse. I went to spend a couple of days with him here at Mississippi State. And the first thing I asked him, you know, y'all recruited great quarterbacks. And what's the number one factor in recruiting a quarterback? He didn't hesitate. Toughness. And both of those guys are tough. They can run the football. And as you know, playing that offense is like having a Wildcat offense. It's a different – you got to account for the quarterback in the run. You got to have a different guy in the fit. And you got to tackle him like a tailback. You can't treat him like a quarterback because he's going to run the football. And you got to tackle him like a tailback.
LSU coach Ed Ogeron, thanks for stopping by, coach, and good luck this week.
All right. Hey, Coach Hebert, call me after the game, okay, buddy?
I'm going to call you after the game and say congratulations with a great win against the Florida Gators.
All right, Junior.
All right, we'll step away and come back and wrap up Sports Talk and hand it off to the Saints Hour with Mike Haas on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. This is WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.